Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. Now, we celebrate a lot of birthdays on the show, musicians, composers, historical figures, and so on. Well, today, July 13th, marks the birth in 19... of yours truly. So, a couple of segments on tonight's show will do a variation of This Week in Recording History and feature rapidly rotating records that were also born, so to speak, on July 13th. And here to start us off is George Olsen and his music.
I enjoy myself. You must come around and see what I'm speaking from. There are just six pieces, and the six is fife and drum. Listen to the German band, the music's grand, and hand in hand the kiddies sing, and when they sing, ring around Rosie. When those little German gents play instruments, the audience commence to dance, and when they do, it's something you should go see. They sound so Wagner-list, Bach and Oscar Straussy. But when they begin to play ha-cha, hey-hey, they sound lousy. Listen to the German band, they blow and blow. But what they blow, you never know. But just the same, I claim this, I love you. All around, the peoples come to sing and dance and whistle. Couples meet, dance on the street after the Wiener Schnitzel. And they give the musicers pennies, dimes, and knickles, so the musicers can buy sauerkraut and pickles. The Hans and Fritzes pay two bits, this rock to Lieber Augustine. And how they cheer, what applause you hear when they play the wearing of the green. Umpa-pa, umpa-pa, umpa, umpa, umpa. Listen to the German band, the music's grand, and hand in hand the kiddies sing. And when they sing, ring around a Rosie. When those little German gents play instruments, the audience commence to dance. And when they do it, something you should go see. They sound so Wagner-list, Bach and Oscar Straussy. But when they begin to play ha-cha, hey-hey, ooh, they're lousy. Listen to the German band, they blow and blow. For what they blow, you never know. But just the same, I claim it is, I love you.
Thank you. gone and left me standing in the rain. Tell me, ain't that a crying shame? I don't know where to find her. She says I'm all the blame, but ain't that a crying shame? Please tell me where my baby's hiding. Tell me why she went away. I go wild about my angel child. If she stay another day, she took my best friend with her. That's why she went away. But ain't that a crying shame?
Some rapidly rotating records sharing a birthday with yours truly today, July 13th. We began the show with George Olsen and his music, with vocal by Mrs. George Olsen, Ethel Schutte, and Gordon and Revels' Listen to the German Band from 1932. Then it was Eugene C. Junie Cobb and his Grains of Corn on a Vocalion test pressing in 1929 and Ain't It a Crying Shame. Junie C. Cobb played clarinet and alto sax, and the band also included his younger brother Jimmy on cornet, and Alex Hill on piano and Harry Dial on drums, both of whom led their own bands. And we just heard Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra recording in London in 1933 and Hyde Park. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, on July 7th in 1943, Casey, crime photographer, was heard for the first time on CBS radio. The character was created by George Harmon Cox and appeared in novels, short stories, comic books, films, radio, and television. The radio series was written by Alonzo Dean Cole and starred Stats Cotsworth as Flash Gun Casey. No last name, just Casey. The show's announcer was Bob Height. Sound effects were provided by Art Strand and Jerry McCarthy, and the orchestra was directed by Archie Blyer and featured pianist Teddy Wilson. Art Carney, who of course played Ed Norton on The Honeymooners, was also in the cast. The show was also a CBS TV series in 1951 and 52, where it was directed by Sidney LeMay. Casey was a photographer for the Morning Express newspaper, but spent most of his time solving murder mysteries with fellow reporter Annie Williams and homicide inspector Logan, and they would all hang out at the Blue Note Cafe, where they would recount their adventures to Ethelbert, the bartender. So here to commemorate Casey, crime photographer, are some rapidly rotating records about crime, beginning with Boyd Center and his Centipedes.
Thank you. I plead guilty to taking your heart. I plead guilty to breaking your heart. No motive for what I've done. I am the guilty one. Put me behind bars. I killed your love for me. Put me behind bars. Show me no sympathy. I had a love in a million, love that is rarely found. What did I do to that precious thing? I laughed and kicked it around. Put me behind bars and take my word from me. Put me behind bars and never set me free. There was a fool who thought he was smart. Now there's a fool with a broken heart. So put me behind bars, I killed your love.
Some rapidly rotating records about crime to commemorate the debut of Casey, crime photographer, on CBS Radio. We started with Boyd Center, S-E-N-T-E-R, and his Centipedes, and I'm in the Jailhouse Now, from February 6, 1929. The Centipedes in that session were Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Charlie Butterfield on trombone, Boyd Center on clarinet, Jimmy Dorsey on alto sax, Frank Signorelli's piano, Carl Kress played guitar, and Stan King was on drums. Next, it was Thomas Fats Waller playing organ and piano on that recording of Please Take Me Out of Jail, which was written by Fats and Thomas Morris, who played cornet in the band. That was recorded January 12, 1927. And we finished up with Carol Gibbons and his Savoy Hotel Orpheans and Put Me Behind Bars. The vocalist on that December 14, 1937 recording was George Mellacrino.
You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Say, have a request or comment about the show? Well, we love to get email, and you can send your requests or comments by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week on July 8th in 1881, the first ice cream sundae was served, by accident. One Sunday afternoon, druggist Edward Berner of Two Rivers, Wisconsin, couldn't serve the popular flavored soda water because it was prohibited on the Sabbath. At the time, chocolate syrup was only used for making flavored soda water and ice cream sodas. But Mr. Berner compromised and put ice cream in a dish and just poured the syrup on top. Presto, an ice cream sundae. Originally spelled the same as the day of the week, the spelling was later changed to S-U-N-D-A-E. So to commemorate Mr. Berner's invention are some songs about Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y, beginning with Frank Braidwood.
If you haven't seen my baby, you have yet to see some baby. I'm not raving, I'm just putting it mild. 6 days every week I labor, but on Sunday, say, listen, neighbor, folks all turn about when we're stepping out. Did I get myself a prize? Get those eyes, get their size. I love my Sunday girl. Introduce her to my pa, to my ma. Now there you are. They love my Sunday girl. When we're walking arm in arm down the avenue, the traffic stops to let us through. They all know it. There's a church we're going in just to hear low and grin. That's how much I love my Sunday girl. All week long you'll find me waiting, joyfully anticipating Sunday night when I go out with my girl. There's a reason why I love her, but I'll keep it undercover. Why should I tell you? Don't you wish you knew? Does she sit upon my lap? Do we kiss? I'm no fan. I love my Sunday girl. See that brand new set of furs, 50 more than it's hers. I love my Sunday girl. Now here's a funny thing. Though she knows Bill Shakespeare well, and Longfellow too, she's gonna give them up for me. She cares for me. Get that makeup on her cheek. It's been there weeks and weeks. Just the same, I love my Sunday girl. Though we fight, it's worth the price. She makes up, oh, so nice. I love my Sunday girl. Get that gorgeous head of hair. It comes off when I'm not there. I love my Sunday girl. I nicknamed her Pencil. She don't get the point. That's just because she's easily led. Joke, ha! I can trust her any place. She is safe with that face. Just the same, I love my Sunday girl.
Sunday, that day when I'm with you,
It seems that I sigh every Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday. Oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday, gee, it's long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after my payday comes my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that day when I'm with you.
Beyond a doubt, but now it looks as if they'll count him out. Soon closing sense and will be out of date. Yeah, when prohibition comes, they'll get the gate. Goodbye, Hunter. So long, Scott. Farewell, Hig and Hay. Oh, my darling old frappe, they will soon take you away. At the table, don't with Lola, they will serve us Coca-Cola. No more saying, let me by. No more coming through the Rye. Old Manhattan and Martini have received a big subpoena. Every day'll be Sunday when the town goes dry. When the town goes dry, a woman can't drive you to drink. If she does, just stop and think. She will drive you to the sink. Rich old men and women who have champagne on the brain will have it with the accent on the pane. When prohibition knocks upon our door, old Mr. Promo Seltzer will be sore. Goodbye, Hunter. So long, Scott. Farewell, Hig and Hay. Oh, my little glass of Peru, they are handing it to you. No more will you see the slackers flirting with the cheese and crackers. No more saying, just one more. No more nightcap, no side door. Then the hat you wear on Sunday won't be too small for you Monday. Every day'll be Sunday when the town goes dry. Can you picture some big husky with a pick and spade when it's 90 in the shade, drinking warm red lemonade, huh? Many bob and tosses will enlist and join the ranks. Then every army will be full of tanks. Then rubbers and umbrellas won't be high. No, they won't be needed when the town is dry. Goodbye, Hunter. So long, Scotch. Farewell, Hig and Hay. Oh, my little slow gin fizz, you are going out of fizz. Every little Broadway daughter will be sipping soda water. No more saying, fill the pail. No more feet up on the rail. You can bet that we will grebo when we have the goggle bebo. Every day'll be Sunday when the town goes dry.
Some Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y, songs to commemorate the Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-E. And we just heard Edward Meeker in January 1919 and Every Day Will Be Sunday When the Town Goes Dry. Edward Warren Meeker was born in East Orange, New Jersey on January 22, 1874. He made his stage debut in 1898 with Miller's 20th Century Minstrels and toured for 4 years with Hoyt's Knickerbocker Minstrels. He was a comic singer and was known for Irish and Negro dialect humor, but he's best remembered today as the announcer on Edison's cylinders. Until around 1905, most record companies used spoken announcements on cylinders because there was no other way to identify the song and artist. Edison continued using announcements long after Victor and Columbia stopped. Thomas Edison decided that one voice should make all such announcements on Edison cylinders, and Meeker got the job. This meant Meeker's constant presence in the Edison recording studio until the announcements were abandoned by Edison in 1908. He continued to work for Edison into the late 1920s, and during the 30s he performed as a singer and entertainer in nightclubs. Edward Meeker died on April 19, 1937. We started the set with another Edison record, My Sunday Girl, sung by Frank Braidwood on April 13, 1927. And in between the Edison records was a Columbia record waxed on October 25, 1926. The Radio Lights, Ben Selvin pseudonym, and Sunday with the vocal by Charles Cayley. Charles Cayley had been a violinist with Abe Lyman's band and provided most of that band's vocals until he left in mid-1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at www.kisl.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, July 10th, marked the birth in 1889 in Indianapolis, Indiana, of Noble Sissel. After high school, he toured for 2 years with the Thomas Jubilee Singers and then enrolled at Butler College in Indianapolis, but left after 2 years to pursue a career in music. He teamed up with James Reese Europe in 1916 until Europe's death in 1919. He first worked with Ubi Blake in 1915, and they co-wrote the show's Shuffle Along, which featured the song I'm Just Wild About Harry and Chocolate Dandies. Sissel recorded more than 30 vocals in the 20s, accompanied on many of them by Blake, but the two of them split in 1928. Sissel toured Europe often and led bands into the 1960s, often billed as Noble Sissel and his Sizzling Syncopators. He was a disc jockey on WMGM in 1960, ran his own publishing company, and owned a club. Noble Sissel retired to Florida, where he died in Tampa on December 17, 1975. Here's Noble Sissel. Thank you.
good on Sunday and raise up the devil on Monday.
Oh, you can't get to heaven, can't get to heaven that way.
You got one gal Tuesday and another gal on Wednesday.
Oh, you can't get to heaven, you can't get to heaven that way.
If you like me like I like you, we gonna see the light. Cause I want your arms and I want your lips and I want them every night. Come on and cuddle, come on and shout hallelujah.
Oh, you can't get to heaven, you can't get to heaven that way.
Got shoes, you got shoes.
Oh, I got you, I got shoes.
When they get to heaven, gonna put on the shoes.
Oh, you can't get to heaven that way.
Well, I got a roll, you got a roll.
Oh, I got you, got roll.
And when they get to heaven, gonna strut with the roll.
But you can't get to heaven that way.
Well, I got a song, you got a song.
Oh, I got you, got a song.
And when they get to heaven, gonna shout my song.
You can't get to heaven that way.
Well, I got wings and you got wings.
Oh, I got you, got wings.
And when they get to heaven, gonna fly with the wings.
Oh, you can't get to heaven that way.
You said I can't get to heaven this way.
No.
Can't get to heaven this way. Go to Hades and run.
Thank you. father, did not for you to tell me to go away. But if my love you deny, like a crazy goosey gander, I'm gonna die on this veranda. Veranda, please don't say no.
Noble Sissel and his orchestra with a Noble Sissel composition featuring a Noble Sissel vocal. Miranda, recorded in England on September 10, 1929. That was preceded by another Noble Sissel vocal with his sizzling syncopators in England about a year later on December 11, 1930, and You Can't Get to Heaven That Way, music by Seymour Simons and the lyric by Irving Caesar. And we begin with Noble Sissel's Swingsters, featuring Sidney Bechet on clarinet and alto sax, and Okie Doke, from April 16, 1937. Noble Sissel, born July 10, 1889.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Turn on your radio and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
The first segment of the show featured some rapidly rotating records born on July 13th, the same day as your genial host. And here's another set of them, beginning with the Rhythmic Eight.
Pardon me, pretty baby, is it yes, is it no, is it maybe? Pardon me, pretty baby, don't I look familiar to you? Oh, come on, get acquainted. There's a bench in the park newly painted. Great idea, honey, ain't it? Well, at least it's something to do. Was it summer when I met you? Was it underneath the moon? Was it London? Were we golfing? How could you forget so soon? By the way, how's your mother and your dad and your sis and your brother? Pardon me, ready, baby, don't I look familiar to you? Thank you.
Lover's Lane together.
Some rapidly rotating records born, so to speak, on July 13th, the same day of the year as yours truly. The Rhythmic Eight started things off in 1931 with Pardon Me, Pretty Baby, with an unidentified vocal trio. Next, it was the New Orleans Wanderers and Perdido Street Blues, a collaboration between Lil Hardin Armstrong and Louis Armstrong. Louis is not on this or the three other sides produced at this July 13, 1926 session for Columbia because he was under contract with OK at the time. Besides Lil on piano, you heard Johnny Dodds on clarinet, George Mitchell on cornet, Kid Ory's trombone, Johnny St. Cyr on banjo, and Baby Dodds on drums. And we just heard Ambrose and his orchestra with Elsie Carlisle performing vocally on The Clouds Will Soon Roll By, written by Harry Woods and Billy Hill. Here's wishing that any clouds in your life will soon roll by, leaving only sunshine and blue skies. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.